I'll tell them. Won't be ashamed, no, I can't wait to tell them. Love her, I love her.
To be near you, home to be with you. After a 24-year hiatus, the incredible duo Everything But The Girl returned just last year with a brilliant new album called Fuse. We heard the song Caution to the Wind. In the middle is music that I was so happy to finally get my hands on. Romy of the band The XX finally released her debut solo album just last fall. And I love the story behind the album and how it came to be. Romy Madley Croft, who is the voice behind the XX, found herself moving to Los Angeles. She was brought to Los Angeles, asked to be a songwriter. It was a period of just creative exploration that led her to LA to try writing chart topping pop songs, but this time she was brought to LA to try and write songs for other artists. Romy's quoted as saying, "I ended up writing some quite honest songs about myself, thinking someone else was going to sing them." And I think there is some vulnerability and some protection in that. When you know that somebody else is singing your music, you can be as vulnerable and honest as you want, and you can hide behind that. But then Romy came to realize and said to herself, actually, maybe these are my songs. And realizing, if you're going to be this honest and put your neck out like that, you might as well record them yourself. And that is how we got the debut solo album Midair from Romy. We heard the opening song Love Her from Romy. And then starting that set off, it is British-Pakistani Natasha Khan, who writes and records under the moniker of Bat for Lashes. The song we heard is Sleep Alone. That is from Bat for Lashes' sophomore album, Two Sons. Right now, it is music from a musician that's not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute, I would say. Aisha Haas is a Toronto singer-songwriter of Caribbean descent who blends R&B, hip-hop, and soul into a uniquely captivating and distinct poetic sound. There is something almost Beyoncé-like about her songwriting. Right now, it is Aisha Haas here on Girly So Groovy.
Inside. Tell me what your zodiac sign is. Leo, Libra, Gemini, Taurus, Sagittarius, Aquarius. Planets and stars aligning, recognizing body, soul, and mind are united. It's more than traits and dates, it's truth that's categorized by sun. Stop. consistent, persistent, and confident. You wouldn't get it right away. Tell me what your zodiac sign. Who am I? Can you guess my zodiac sign? Look, I might get caught up now. I'm lost or lost in consternation. This is far from casual conversation. Could it be your Venus, Saturn, or Uranus? Aries, what is it that makes you so spontaneous? Find a loyal friend in Scorpio. I admire your passion, Ergo, where you go, I go. No question of perfection for selective Virgo. Cancers always let the emotion show. But Capricorn loves seduction. Hey, you wouldn't get it right away. You have to meet a Capricorn.
Don't take my breath away. Don't.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Clundert. Music right there from Vancouver, Indigiqueer, hip-hop, R&B, singer-songwriter Nimkish. The song is called YSB. You can find that on her album, Damage Control. In the middle, it is Toronto R&B artist Witch Prophet. From her latest album, Gateway Experience, we heard the song Dizzy. And then starting the set off, it is Toronto R&B artist Aisha Haas with her song Zodiac Signs. That was an internet single, Zodiac Signs. Again, Aisha Haas. Well, friends, I am looking at the clock, and we are coming to the end of another Girly So Groovy. If you are a loyal listener, I want you to kind of think about the episode we just heard. If you were ever going to say to somebody, I think you really would like this radio show, Girly So Groovy, I kind of feel like this episode would be a good one to introduce them to. Let's make this episode their gateway episode to Girly So Groovy. But think of it, in the 2 hours, think of the diversity of what we listen to, from R&B to trip hop to indie rock to garage punk, all within a 2 hour mixtape. Also, think about some of those musicians and bands we listen to, Everything But The Girl, Bjork, Sinead O'Connor, My Bloody Valentine, Susie and the Banshees, Always. Such great acts, all kind of tied together in the 2 hours. And that's what I absolutely love about Girly So Groovy. And that's what I love about you, the loyal listener, that you absolutely go on the journey with me. You connect the dots from the beginning to the end. But truthfully, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the nearly 23 years, I cannot say thank you enough. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting proudly in the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM for 23 years now. And saying that, since then, Girly So Groovy is also proud to announce that we are broadcasting. We are syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, as well as down south in the United States. No matter how you listen, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we're on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Again, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. If you ever miss an episode or just want to listen again, remember you can find us online on the website Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Let's wrap up this episode with one last song. Let's wrap up the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy with a duo we had a few times on the program. Beau Nectar is a Quebecois duo that delivers intimate, vibrant, and surreal electronic pop with eco-feminist lyrics. We're going to listen to the song Sue Low. It is off of their latest release, Two Lips. That is going to be the way we wrap up the show. I just want to say, have a great week. I can tell you I'm already dreaming up next week's show. I cannot wait to be back with you in a week's time. In the meantime, here is Beau Nectar right now here on Girly So Groovy.